Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, by the way, if you want to get into the funniest word contest, just send us a word that you think is funnier than the record holder right now. And for the sixth consecutive week now, the funniest word that we've ever heard is the word, and this is now sixth week on the chart, crotch. C-R-O-T-C-H, crotch. If you think you've got a word that's funnier than that, you're welcome to send it to Phil Hendry Show, Premier Radio Networks in Sherman Oaks, California. But make sure that it is funny or other it won't get on the air. So far, sixth week now for crotch. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Okay, Brass, you back?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
Okay, now tell me the story between you and the girlfriend.
Well, right now, my girlfriend got promoted, okay, from working as a receptionist in a doctor's office to working as, okay, an office manager, and she's now making more money than me.
Okay.
Because right now I work at the Cloverleaf, which is a steakhouse in Monrovia.
And what are you doing there?
I work as a valet.
How much does that pay?
Right now, minimum wage plus tips, so I'm clearing about $250 a week, which is not bad. But currently, my girlfriend, she got promoted to an office manager from receptionist, and she makes more money than me right now.
And well, what does all of this do to you?
Well, it upsets Hispanic people. It upsets the work that I'm doing to empower young Latin men to lead our people. I mean, the Hispanic people of America to political self-determination.
Okay, you got an organization called Los Malos.
Why are you asking me the name?
Because I want to know the name.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's like a form of interrogation. Like you're questioning me, like a cop or something. You're like a cop. You know?
No, I mean I'm not. I don't think you're a criminal. I'm just asking you.
I
just want to know.
But in the charter for Los Malos, we don't want people okay to interrogate us like criminals.
All right, I can assure you, I don't think you're a criminal. Is the name of your organization Los Malos?
All right, yes. We are Los Malos, which is Spanish.
What does that mean? The bad?
No, well, it means the men. It means like I'm a man. Because we want to be seen as men with self-determination for the political and economic emancipation of the Hispanic people through pride in our culture. But my girlfriend getting this job...
Well, that looks to me like she's making more money and she's improving herself.
Well, technically, no, because her economic empowerment is done at the expense of my pride. She makes more money than me, and she's an office manager, and I'm a valet trying to get economic self-determination.
Okay, tell me that again. You want the economic empowerment of young Latin men. Your girlfriend got a job. She was a receptionist at a doctor's office.
Right.
And she got promoted to office manager.
That's correct.
And that somehow is bothering you because it doesn't work for the economic self-determination of Hispanic people?
It does not work for the economic... Okay. It doesn't work for the economic self-determination of Hispanic men because in our culture, it is the men who are in the forefront, the women who are at home, like to take care of the house. And, you know, I'm not...
Well, you could... Hold on for a minute. You can raise yourself up from parking cars to working as a host or a food server at the restaurant. Can't you?
Well, first off, Mr. Henry, I would like to say that I believe, and Los Malos believes, the term parking lot, parking car is slightly racist. I mean...
You're a valet.
Yes, sir.
All right, you're a valet instead of parking cars.
But it's not important to me having to work harder to do better than it is for her to help the self-image of a Hispanic male not trying to show me up and outshine me. It's so very important for me as the head of Los Malos to show an example of Hispanic economic self-determination. Right now, it's pivotal for young Hispanic men who have been displaced like me. And I think all women of young Latin men should work at that. Last night, she came in our room that we have at my mother's house. And she says to me, let's go to the zoo at San Diego. And I'm like, that's racist because I'm estranged from my people and my culture.
You know, wait a minute. You're estranged from your people and your culture. Therefore, it's racist to go to the zoo?
Right now, you see, you're making jokes.
And possibly I don't understand it.
Well, first of all, you call me, I'm parking cars. I'm a vehicle relocation specialist with the valet. Okay.
But what is racist about the zoo?
It's not the zoo, it's San Diego. She used Spanish terms that I'm not familiar with because I was born in America, and therefore my mother country, Mexico, I don't know anything about or how to say its names.
San Diego is Spanish for...
Please, I'd rather you not tell me, all right?
Okay.
I would rather an Anglo not tell me. I don't need you educating me on my culture.
But what did your girlfriend do to you?
Well, you need to understand Latin culture. The man, he's much stronger, and he leads the family, and the women, she must support that. here's my bitch making more money than me. She throws San Diego and stuff in my face like she knows how to pronounce it and stuff. She's trying, saying to me the other day that they had a new president in Mexico, and I didn't know that because I was born in America and not into poverty in Mexico, and that's racist in a way because I don't know the suffering of my people. And
well, you can read a newspaper and you can know the name of the president. Isn't that right?
What?
You can read a newspaper and you can know the name of the president of Mexico.
Well, that's one thing, but I don't read Anglo papers. I only read papers from Mexico.
But you don't learn. You don't know how to speak Spanish.
That's right. So
then learn to speak Spanish.
But the Anglo has told me to learn English, so he's being racist on me. And on top of that, my woman, she knows Spanish stuff and tells me about it and makes me feel as if I have no manhood, and she makes more money. Los Malos gonna stand for this.
Well, buddy, you got a real problem. You want to lead the Hispanic community, yet by your own admission, you know nothing of Latin culture.
Please understand, I didn't come on your Anglo-white river dance Irish-ass show to be lectured by no...
You know, you're not going to speak to me that way, okay? It's your predicament, and by the way, if you don't speak Spanish, how do you know what Los Malos means?
Because I had to believe the guy who told me what it meant. I mean, it's bad. That's what the Yankees did to me and making me grow up in the private school and stuff.
So what's the answer? What is the answer to your predicament? You want to lead the Hispanic people, and yet your girlfriend makes more money than you, so you don't want the woman making more money than you because that's anti your culture.
Look, I've got to right now fill out an application. If I get the job and work hard, I could get floor manager. So the message is this. Los Malos wants young Latin men to get empowered. And then the women who are in our culture are traditionally the mothers and the baby. Then the women can get economically empowered too.
But the guy's got to get empowered first. Is that it?
We just don't want the women to make us lose our manhood because we can't lead the organization is all.
1-800-449-8686. I didn't like that whole Riverdance Irish-ass show either.
Well, you're on here, like, disrespecting my culture.
Well, we'll see whether it's your culture or not, okay?
I happen to be Hispanic. Don't get up in my face about that, okay? That is so wrong.
I don't doubt that you're Hispanic, but I doubt seriously whether there is a grip on the culture that you say you want to lead. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, Brass Villanueva from the group Los Malos. His girlfriend got promoted to office manager from receptionist. She's now making more money than him because he is a vehicle relocation specialist at a restaurant. He parks cars. And
see, that's racist. All right? And you are trying...
There's nothing racist about me saying that you park cars.
No, but that is like putting a foot on the neck of the Latin man. All right.
Yeah, it's my fault, man. You know, just blame me. And
No, I'm not saying you're to blame. I'm just saying, you know, try to empower me for my economic self-determination.
I'll try to empower you. You try to empower you, and we'll try and get your girlfriend to understand that you need a little support at home. How about that?
Don't make it sound like I'm some kind of pussy who needs my woman to... I mean, what's that about? All I'm saying is that the Anglo culture does not understand that the Latin male needs to be empowered economically, and the only way I can do that, I can't go out and park cars. My girlfriend is an office manager, and she's making probably like $2,000 more a month than me, and how can I take my bitch out and to dinner or out to the movie show or something like that? It's not fair. And she thinks the other thing is, she doesn't stop throwing her money around like that, saying, hey, San Diego, hey, let's go to Caliente and make more money than me. I mean, she's probably been sniffing too much Aquanet if she's going to be trying that.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to throw her out?
I am going to tell her. I'll give her the ultimatum. Yes, sir.
What kind of an ultimatum? You're going to say, you got to quit your job.
You got to quit your job. You got to go back to your receptionist job.
You got to quit making more money than me or you're out of my life.
That is correct.
Now, you guys are living right now in a room that you rent from her mother?
From her mother, that's right.
All right. Do you have a kid?
We got a baby daughter, right.
And forgive me, I don't mean to be racist. Are you married?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just asking the question.
No, you asking a question you'd only ask a Latin male. What does that mean?
No, I would ask that question of anybody. Are you married? You got a kid. Are you married?
Currently, we are not. No.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to know if you're married. And
But why would you ask that question?
I just wanted to know, man. So you're renting a room from her mother. You have a baby daughter. She's now working as an office manager. You're still parking cars, and you feel like that's disrespectful to you.
That she's making more money than me? Yeah. How would you feel if your woman were making more money than you?
And I'd quit, man. I'd quit my gig. I'd sit at home and I'd kick it. That's what I do.
Well, I'm a Latin male. I got more, you know, pride than that, okay?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. He's campaigning for the economic self-determination of his people, the Hispanic people, but it's pissing him off that his girlfriend makes more money than him. He also, interestingly enough, says that he is a major proponent of Hispanic culture, but he doesn't speak Spanish, and it makes him angry that his girlfriend throws around terms like San Diego. Get him back on the line for just a minute. Brass?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does it bother you that your girlfriend says San Diego?
Because she knows what it means.
She knows what San Diego means in Spanish?
She can interpret it into English, right.
And you don't?
No. And see, that's the part... I mean, it pisses me off, man. There's no doubt about it.
So every time she says San Diego Zoo, you get pissed?
Right.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Right, because my father worked for IBM.
Your father worked for IBM in Mexico City.
Right, then they, and one of the lowest things that could ever happen, they relocated him to L.A., brutally uprooted him from his native land.
Your father's from Mexico?
Yeah.
And they brutally uprooted him from his native land and moved him to L.A.?
Right.
Where were you born?
I was born in Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks, and where do you live now?
I live, okay... This does not mean nothing, but I live in Encino with my parents right now because I will want, I mean, I don't live with my parents right now, but I do go back there occasionally for dinner on Sunday.
But right now you're living in a room at your girlfriend's mother's house with your baby, and you're going to throw her out of her own home?
That is correct.
If she doesn't, well, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Hey, I'm a man, I'm Los Malos, I am the Hispanic male here. No woman is going to tell me. She's going to make more money than me. She has to get out.
Of her own house.
She's got to get out of her own house and her mama, too. So I'll throw both of them out because they are the females.
Well, this dude, this is America, man. This is the year 2001.
No, I get all about equality and everything else, but you can't make me look bad.
All right, I'm going to take a couple of phone calls here.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'm fine.
You don't mind talking to some people?
I'll talk to anybody you got.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brass Villanueva, his group's called Los Malos. He believes in the economic self-determination of the Hispanic male, and his girlfriend just got a promotion. She makes more money than him, and he feels like he's got no manhood. All right. Jose?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, man. I don't want to respond to this guy.
Your name
guy.
Jose? Are you Latin?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am.
All
mi
right.
Padre, mi padre eres de Guadalajara.
I don't...
¿Sabes usted?
Huh? Okay, see, you're laying Spanish on me, but the Anglo don't want me to learn Spanish.
It's your fault for not learning.
No,
that.
Man,
if
the
you
Anglo.
You want to know your culture, you got to do it. I mean,
I would
my
leave
father
my
immigrated.
People.
Hey, check this out. My father immigrated in the early 20s from Mexico, man, and he came to the United States and to California, and he built a life for himself and my mother. And then he had 13 kids, and we all have done something with ourselves, and he. Backed us the whole time, and so did my mother.
Right, but we
now
need a leader,
I'm
man.
I'm married. I'm married to a Latina.
Does she make more money than you?
Yeah, she sure does.
Man, how can you stand? Are you able to get it up for sex, man? That's the whole thing, you know.
Dude, you I'm don't even have to question that, man. You,
well,
you know,
I mean, how's that possible? You know.
Dude, what kind of a stupid comment is that?
How can you come home to when the woman make she bring bring more money home from you, man?
You know what? I love my wife. I've been married to her now for 28 years, and we've got four great kids, and all four girls, and they all make more money than I do. You know what? I think it's great.
You speak Spanish?
I do.
Okay, what? All right, this is kind of embarrassing. What is San Diego?
what are you laughing about, brother?
Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
Because you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I said, what is San Diego?
It's just a city in California.
No, but
dude.
What does it mean?
What does it mean to you?
I don't know. It's Spanish, ain't it?
Well, you know what? You need to learn the language if you want to know your culture
know
and be proud of your
I can tell
culture,
you what.
I don't want
learn
the Anglo.
Your damn language,
I don't
man.
Want the Anglo telling me what it means. I want a brother.
Hey,
in
I'm not an Anglo, dude. You're full Latino. Why don't you learn your damn language?
Well, hey, man, don't you know what San Diego means? See, this
hey,
is
Bill.
What I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say I want to lead our people so that for economic self-determination.
What, are you going to tell everybody?
Let me ask you this. What's your name?
What's that?
What's your name?
My name's Brass.
Brass?
Brass, right.
Hey, what kind of education do you have?
Currently, right now, I'm taking GED classes at night.
GED. You know what? I graduated, and I've got a master's degree now, and you're playing Latino in the Anglo world, man.
Well, what do you know about
Sandy? Get Padre Conesto. You don't know what the hell you're doing in this life, man. You ought to go ahead and check out.
Dude, what is
San Diego? You're making those Latinos look like...
No, man. I'm just trying to say, what does San Diego mean?
It means Saint David or something like that.
That's a saint?
Yeah, it's a saint.
And you're the Anglo?
Yes, I'm the Anglo.
You're not allowed to tell me that. I want to know from this Latin man. Okay.
Now, every knucklehead knows that. I even know what Los Angeles means.
What?
You don't know.
Mr. Henry, I had the white man, the Anglo, didn't want me to learn Spanish. He said only learn English. How can I lead my people if I check out and kill myself? I can't do that.
You don't know what Los Angeles means.
Okay, are you trying to make me look bad in front of a brother, a brown man?
A brother, brown man.
Hey, Mr. Henry, I tell you what,
it means the Angels.
Yeah. Like the baseball team?
Yeah, like the baseball team. Okay, Jose, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. You know what? This guy needs to get a life.
No, man. I'm just trying to lead my people to economic self-determination.
Thanks, Bill. Nice
and park cars. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Yeah. I'm a Hispanic female, and I'm a service manager for a car dealership. And my husband would never dream of keeping me down. If everybody's going to
sit... that's the whole thing about him. That's all of the Latin men right now. They don't have no, the testicle to...
That's very incorrect. My husband makes quite a bit of money himself.
My husband is
college educated.
Is your old man Chicano?
The only person that has a problem is you.
No, is your old man Chicano?
Yes, he is.
He is. And he doesn't mind you making more money. See, do you see, Mr. Henry, how the Latin man has had his balls taken from him and placed
absolutely
inside of his woman's
panty drawer?
Absolutely
not. The only one that doesn't have any balls, sir, it sounds like it's you.
I don't have balls.
If you don't like parking cars, then get educated and get out there and pull yourself up out of the gutter.
That's what
parking
I was trying to tell him.
I can say this. I'm not white.
I happen to be a vehicle
relocation.
You need
to get a better job. You know what? Your woman doesn't deserve you. She needs to go on.
Doesn't deserve me? I am Los Malos. I am bad.
I can't believe you.
Dave, that you would say that.
You know how bad you're making the Mexican people look.
Ma'am, I want to lead my people. First of all, number one.
Lead them? You can't lead anybody. You can't even get yourself out of pulling up cars.
I'm a vehicle relocation specialist, number one. Number two, as soon as I learn Spanish, then you'll see. Then you'll know.
Well, what's taking you so long? You're barely hitting your GED. You couldn't even graduate from high school?
I'm just trying. Right now, I have to support. Okay, tragically, my girlfriend had a baby, so we have to get the money.
That's tragic. That's tragic.
I mean, from the standpoint that, like, we're not married and I have to live out back behind the house, okay? But
You shouldn't be living in her mother's house anyway. You're not good enough
to live
with her mother.
I am the man.
You should be the one to leave. She should stay with the mother and keep the baby.
You should
get a job and support them.
I want to get a job, but she went out and she got a job. She got a better job than me, and that insults me.
Bravo for her.
Well, it makes me feel like my balls have been taken from me.
You know what? You're the only one with that problem.
Yeah, I can tell you, I'm sitting here thinking you're working. Aren't you working?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's good for you, man. You're working. Your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, she's got a gig. It ain't making you look bad to me.
You're the Anglo, man. I don't need to impress you. I need to impress my people and the Chicano people.
Well, you know what, sir? You're not impressing anybody. You're embarrassing us.
How can I embarrass you, okay?
This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I just happened to pass this channel and hear this and was absolutely appalled.
We're not in the
early 1900s anymore. We're in the 2000s.
Dude, women are working, men are working, women are making tons of... One of the greatest women in America, Katharine Graham, died yesterday.
Oh, she's that old white woman?
Yeah, she's that old white woman. She was a publisher, okay? She was an accomplished woman. And, you know...
Yeah, why don't you tell all those bedtime stories, man, to your white daughter, okay? I work on Wednesdays. I would work Friday and Saturday, but I go to clubs.
You need to get off the white thing. The white people aren't holding us down.
Hold on.
You're holding yourself down.
Why don't you work on Friday and Saturday nights?
Because that's the night I go to clubs.
Oh, that's the night you go to clubs.
Yeah, I do
maybe
salsa.
Maybe you should be working on your Spanish on
I think
those
your
nights
husband,
instead of going to the club.
If your husband's not making more money than you, it's like you took his balls from him and put them in your panty drawer.
That's absolutely wrong.
Okay, all right, Jerry, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
One time, Mr. Henry, my girlfriend took her cat
right
over to the animal hospital and had to have it spayed. Not like spayed. She had like the testicles removed by way of the doctor going and removing them.
Okay.
And what she did to me, by going out and getting a higher paying job than me, I might as well have been a cat with my legs spread, having the doctor detesticalize me.
You feel like you were deballed.
I feel like I was deballed. And that's what I'm talking about. In the Latin culture, you don't do that to the man. Okay? Someday, I will work my way up to floor manager at Toys R Us because they have an application process out right now.
Did you put your application into Toys R Us?
Yes, I did. But until that time comes, she needs to understand.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Crystal, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What? Man, you need to recognize y'all got a daughter to take care of. How is you going to make your girlfriend take a lower paycheck just because you feel like you ain't no man?
Well, I can take care of my little girl, no problem, okay?
Well, your your girlfriend wants to take care of her daughter, too.
Yeah,
she wants to be more.
But
she does
why?
Not want to stay where she is. She wants to move up.
Okay, right now I got my application in at Toys R Us.
Yes, that's you. We're talking about her. She needs to move on. Wait for you to bring yourself up.
But she's going to move on to make me look like I got no ball sack?
Well,
no,
then you ain't got none.
Well, wait a second. Are you currently working right now at any job?
Yes.
Where do you work?
I work in a library.
Okay. Does your boyfriend, like, make less? My Lupita, she took my balls away. Why won't she give them back?
Because she wants to be better than what she is now.
Is she thinking
if
about...
If you don't feel that she could be better without... If she can't be better with
okay.
you,
okay.
then she needs to leave you.
Okay, no. If she continues to make more money than me, then I'm going to, tell her she must leave. She must
then
go
if
away
I was
from
her,
my
I
house.
Would say bye-bye.
She must go away from my door and never to come to my door again until such time as she goes back to the receptionism job she has.
Oh, my God.
Receptionism job?
No.
I'm a Latin man. This is all about my culture.
Well, you may be a Latin man yourself, too. I don't care.
All right. See, this got nothing to do with...
She needs to be better. She is trying to take care of her daughter.
This got nothing to do with...
The more she has to give her, the more your daughter
people,
will be able to have
I got
future.
Frustration. But I got frustrations, okay? Number one, I don't even speak Spanish.
No, but you
got
to think of your daughter.
I want to be the
it's
best
not
father.
Just you and her. If it was you
but
and
Crystal,
her,
Crystal.
Then that would be you.
Right.
But Crystal,
still,
I want to
have a daughter to take care of. You can't think of yourself in your frustration and because you don't feel like no man. If you don't feel like no man, then you need to start taking care of your daughter the more you can.
No, but I want to be the best father for Lupita Jr.
Exactly. You be the best father you can. But then your wife is trying to be the best woman, the mother.
Is your daughter
to be the best she can.
Your daughter's name is Lupita Jr.?
Yes, sir. And I want to be the best father I can for her, but my girlfriend has my balls.
Well, then you need to take them back.
For her, she's got to stop that job, okay? This is all about Latin.
No, she doesn't
this is all about
have to
economic
stop the job
determination
for you to
get the balls
male. Back, man.
Okay? And I don't even speak Spanish. I don't...
Well, then learn.
Do you know
they
what...
They have books at the library where there is a chick
I don't have
there.
To,
you could
I go
learn.
To club
and nowadays, in these schools...
Yeah, but
they
I go clubbing on Friday night.
...for people to learn different languages.
Hey, do
you Thank
know what...
You.
What does San Francisco mean?
San Francisco, he said... I don't know, because I don't
it
know
It means St. Francis.
Me. I'm learning French.
It means St.
Okay?
Francis.
Yeah.
That is not my first language. That is my second language.
You're learning French? That's
yes.
got nothing to do with the Latin man
no,
in America today.
No, but if you want to learn Spanish,
That's
learn
some
it.
Kind of a fag. That's fag.
Come on,
That's
watch
fag?
The leg.
Okay, thank you. I am a fag. But still,
I want to raise my daughter to know her
Spanish,
place with whatever man she winds
learn
up
it
doing.
From a book.
Okay.
There is no other way you can learn
You got it,
it
Crystal. Okay, Crystal, thank you for your call. Thanks for the call. I got to move on here. 1-800-449-8686. Lorraine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hendry.
Yes, ma'am.
I have heard a lot of talk shows, and yours is very interesting.
Thank you.
But this stupid gentleman you have on now, I don't think he is a gentleman.
What, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the host,
wait a second.
Henry. So would you please
I will not allow you to deball me. You can't deball me like that.
You've been deballed so long ago, honey, you don't even know it.
You're taking my balls away from me and
Mr.
putting them in
Henry,
your purse.
Look, just
I
be quiet.
I wouldn't even bother.
I understand, ma'am.
I wouldn't even bother having that moron on the show.
I take this old lady
he
off the air right
so
now.
Rude,
I think
so
she's
stupid.
She's blowing it.
that, you know, I feel very sorry for him.
You look, Mr.
He's
Henry.
He's so dumb
okay.
that it's pitiful.
I'm dumb. I just want to leave the economic self-determination
you,
of the Hispanic people.
I hope you put them off.
And that lady is deballing you, Mr. Henry.
No, she's giving me her opinion.
Look at that. She went snip-snip on your nutsack.
Great, man. She's just giving me opinion about my show.
Well, I mean, all I'm trying to...
I know all you're trying to do is the economic self-determination of Latin people. And meanwhile, you're rapping about your girlfriend making more money.
No, but...
And everybody's trying to tell you to raise yourself up and get a better gig if you don't dig the one that you got. And what do you mean you got your application in for floor manager at Toys R Us?
Right now, yes, I do.
Well, good, man. Is that more bread than you're making parking cars?
Yes, sir. Right now, it would be more money.
Well, good. Then go for that gig.
But that's like 2 years of training, okay? I got to go to school to learn all of the GoBot selection. Also, you don't even get the keys.
Yeah?
You don't get the keys to the cage where they keep the video games until 6 months into your job.
Well, so what, man? Are you still making the same bread?
You're making the same bread, but you it's like they don't have respect for the Latin man. You know,
no, what do you mean respect? They don't give you the key. What's the cage?
Do you know when you go to Toys R Us?
Yeah.
And there's a cage there where they keep the video games?
Yeah.
They don't let you have the keys to that for like 6 months.
And that's some disrespect of the Latin male.
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, come on, man. That's the way they do business. They got to lock those video games up because they're hotter than freaking hotcakes. Those kids, I know at Christmas time, let me tell you something.
Look, man, I don't want to hear your Irish problems, okay?
And quit referring to my ancestry. I'm not knocking yours. I'm just asking you if you're bugged about the bread your girlfriend's making. Put in your...
Look, I will have to learn all the Barbies and accessories. That's at least 8 months. And
yeah, it's an education. You got to learn the Barbies, the GoBots. Jesus, what a job.
And you making fun of it?
No, I just... All right. Liz, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I really don't believe what I'm hearing here tonight.
Neither do I.
I just happened to pick up this station on the way home, and this guy, he says somebody's taking away his balls.
That's right, ma'am.
He doesn't have any balls.
No, that's because my girlfriend...
If you had balls, then you would go to work and do something other than park cars.
My girlfriend,
you would go back and get you an education and get you a job making more money.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to do that right now. I got my application in at Toys R Us.
I don't think you are. What's Toys R Us? How's that going to help you any?
I could get the floor manager.
Without an education, you're going nowhere.
I got to get the floor manager job at Toys R Us. Then I get to keep...
You'll be lucky to keep it with no education.
Oh, I do currently have my GED, okay?
You don't even speak Spanish, and you want to get into the Hispanic community, the Latin community, and do a lot of stuff.
But, okay, I'm getting up on that. I'm trying to learn different Spanish.
Well, you don't even know what San Francisco means.
If you don't know it by now, then I don't know when you're going to learn it,
okay.
But you need to leave your girlfriend alone. In fact,
right.
If I were she, I would tell you where to go, to go, and how to get there.
Well,
Thank you very much.
No, wait a second. My lady got her head all messed up from too much Aquanet fumes, thinking she can go and make more money than me. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean, Aquanet fumes?
Latin women spray their hair with Aquanet.
And then what?
She breathed too much of it and thought she could go get herself a better job.
Well, look what she did. She went out and got a better job, man.
But that might have been the Aquanet fumes.
What? She's imagining the job?
No, I'm just saying. Look, if I pass the interview, I'll have to take a pee test, so I'll have to buy some clean pee. And I don't know.
Dude, you got so many problems, man. If you got to worry about...
Do you know where...
Yeah, that's right. I'm the guy to call. I'm the man to call. Phil Henry, he knows where the clean pee is. You got it. I'm the guy.
Mr. Henry, you have been putting down my culture.
I'm not putting your culture down, and you know it. And if you got to know how to buy clean pee, and you can't park cars on a Saturday night because you, whatever the hell you did.
What do you mean, what I do?
You're going to clubs or some crap. Then you got some serious, serious trouble. And then, on top of that, you think your girlfriend's imagining that she got the job because she's breathing Aquanet fumes. Dude, you're right there with her, because you believe she got the gig, too. What are you spraying your hair with?
That's cold, man.
Yeah, that's cold. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I can't be the smartest guy in the room. In fact, I know that I'm not. I know that I'm not the only guy that notices that gradually, infinitesimally, in a very small, minute manner, moment by moment, but it's turned, this whole Chandra Levy story has turned away from the fact that she's missing and people are desperately concerned about her. And now the entire conversation, the entire focus of the so-called debate around this has to do with whether or not she got screwed over in romance by Gary Condit. That's exactly what it's about. I've been listening to these victims' rights people. And they got one lady who was on TV. She's a victims' rights representative. All she's rapping about is how Condit took advantage of her feelings. And you see, maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. But you see what they did? Yeah, they got nothing to do with whether the woman is dead or alive. Now it's about whether Gary Condit screwed her over. People are so intent on taking another Democrat down. They're so intent on making, couldn't get Clinton, they'll get this guy. So intent on taking down another guy for political reasons, they couldn't care less about whether this woman's dead or not. That's all. This whole trip, man, has turned into that in a matter of a week. I'd say it took about a week, about 7 days. Well, good. If that's where it's going to be, that's fine. That's great. I mean, I could go that way, too. I just want you to know I notice. I'm not that dumb. I know I look dumb. I know I was born at night. It wasn't last night. I can see what's going on. And then the other thing in the news is the FBI lost guns and computers. You know, anybody notice the FBI was much, much better off when J. Edgar Hoover was running it, even though he wore a dress? Honest to God, we need a homosexual back in charge of the FBI. And if Bush had any real balls, which, of course, we're all aware he doesn't, because Bush takes his orders from the Pentagon anyway. But let's just say it was an alternate universe. Let's just say that George W. Bush didn't get his orders directly from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Let's just say he was his own man. Let's just say for a moment, let's just pretend that George Bush actually has got his own ideas. He should put a homosexual in charge of the FBI, because the last guy that ran it, who ran it well at all, and he wasn't that good, by the way, was J. Edgar Hoover, and he wore skirts. J. Edgar Hoover did it really nice. First of all, there is no mafia. Second of all, the biggest threat to America is communists. Third of all, okay, yeah, there is a mafia. Fourth of all, and that Martin Luther King is a piece of crap. Fifth of all, and I hate the Kennedys. And finally, Mr. Johnson, if you try to fire me, I'll let everybody know about that appendix scar and what you do with your beagles late at night. And there you go. He's great. The guy had his, man, did he have his ducks in order. But that's if George W. Bush actually had his own way of thinking about things and wasn't taking his orders directly from the United States military. God, Henry, you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I can prove it. Just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope along with $20 to Phil Hendry, Premier Radio Network, Sherman Oaks, California, and I'll prove to you that George Bush is taking his orders directly from the CIA, the United States Pentagon, and from selected drug lords in Colombia. That, once again, $20 to Phil Hendry. Seriously, J. Edgar Hoover, remember when that book came out about him wearing the taffeta gown, like late at night? Mike says, 5-1, I get 20 bucks within the week. You can keep it. Remember when J. Edgar Hoover, that whole book out, and he was hanging out with Clyde Tolson, was his sidekick. And what a country we lived in. A naive country. Today, of course, we're all very hip. Today we know. Of course we don't, but today we're very clued in. Oh, two guys, come on. I see them on a cruise all the time. Sure. What's your picture taken? Well, if you don't mind. And they, you know, come on. It's a couple of good buddies. Like Ed Norton and Ralph Cramden couldn't get away with half that crap today. The skipper and Gilligan, all that, of course. But there were real-life examples of that, and that was J. Edgar Hoover and Clyde Tolson, who hung out together, swam together, vacationed together, went to dinner together, and it was just like they're friends. Nobody ever had any question. There was never no raised eyebrow, no curious questioning. No, oh, okay, if that's what you say, you got a wife? No. Do you need? No, man doesn't need a wife, just his good buddy here, you know, and okay, that guy could walk in on them, and he would be laying on top of Tolson with both of their rear ends just... And it would be, are you guys, like, using the sauna? No. Okay. But that guy was the architect of the FBI, as The great Hannibal Lecter once said it. The FBI. He was the architect. He's the guy that created the FBI. He's the man that sculpted what is still regarded as the prime law enforcement agency in the world, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a fag. So suck on that one, all of you anti-Gary Condit people. Now then, moving on. He's the man that paved the road, if you'll pardon the expression, for agents like Johnny Utah in the movie Breakpoint. By the way, I just got that whole Johnny Utah thing. Remember how stupid I was the other day when I was talking about, remember Keanu Reeves in Breakpoint with the whole Johnny Utah bit? Joe Montana, Johnny Utah. Okay, I get it. Never occurred to me. And at the end of the hour, Craig and Mike are looking at me. Well, don't you, what did you say? Johnny Utah, it's pretty, Joe Montana. Oh, okay. By the way, we'd also like to salute on the Phil Hendry Show today. One of those people you see very much in the workplace. We're saluting today the guy who stands in the hallway holding the elevator door open while he talks to somebody outside while you and six other people wait inside for him to get in. What a great guy. We want to salute that guy today. Great man. It's hard to say something, isn't it? It's really hard to say. Remember the scene in Honeymoon in Vegas? Or was it Hornymoon in Vegas? Where he goes, will you please get away from the counter? At the airline ticket counter. He was screaming at the guy. And it's one of those moments in life when you want to go up and say something. But do we ever really have the guts? No, we don't. I saw a guy standing there holding the elevator door open while he's talking to a compatriot there in the office. Oh, Biff, you going to get me the quarterly report? Yeah, okay. And they're having a nice conversation. And I want to say something like, look, if your hand gets tired, I'll hold the door for you. Or, you know, anything. Just get in, will you? I did it twice in my life. I did it twice. I had the guts to say something twice. Once, it worked out very well. Another time, it was kind of disastrous. Well, it wasn't really disastrous. But I almost got my ass kicked. I can't remember the time I almost got my ass kicked now. But the time I said something, I was in line at a McDonald's in New Orleans. And the line was just creeping along. And I was probably about 15th or 20th back. And everybody was harumphing. And everybody was shifting in, you know, from one foot to the next and really pissed. And I finally walked up to the I, out of everybody in the McDonald's, walked up to the counter and said, will you pick it up, man? Pick it up, baby. There's lots of people. And you know that I almost got a standing ovation. Well, they were all standing. I almost got an ovation. And this old lady actually said to me as I was walking back, thank you. There was a, Another time I did it, I almost got my ass kicked. And I can't remember what it was. I said something to somebody. You open your mouth to the wrong guy, you get your ass kicked. That's a natural fact. Maybe I blocked it out. Maybe I did get my ass kicked and I don't remember it. But I did it twice. Once it was okay and the other time, I would suggest don't say anything. Not unless you can be very tactful, like, hey, asshole, would you mind, or something like that. Don't forget, if you want the number one rated Phil Hendry Show CD, the number, of course, 877-616-7445. Money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless kids in Hollywood.